news you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Yo! Chad, are you recording yet?
Yeah.
Good.
Are you recording already?
Chad, first of all, I have a lot of stuff to say. All right.
How about getting cut off at the bar?
You ripped a fart last night.
I did not rip a fart. Oh, Bam farts in his sleep all the time. I didn't even tell.
Your daughter ripped farts in her sleep.
Lots of P-Duck says.
Does she?
Yeah. Because P-Duck fucked her, and then he's like, dude, she ripped farts. It's called a Dutch oven. When you rip a fart in a blanket, and then you don't lift up the cover, it's called a Dutch oven.
I thought that's if you hold the head down.
Farts are gross.
We're not supposed to. Yeah,
I'll say whatever I want today.
We're not allowed to talk about sex, and I'm trying to be good.
That's all we've been doing.
I know, but we can't talk about it. Look at my hair.
Your daughter banged out production.
I know. We already.
It's a fact.
But a million people already know it.
Well, a few more million will know it now.
She farted underneath the blanket.
Wait, on Christmas Eve she farted?
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve she farted?
Yeah, she farted on Christmas Eve. It was Christmas Day. We were fucking from like 10 p.m. to like 2 a.m.
Was she sleeping or were you fucking in the
No, no. I woke up and I was like, I was thinking about like a morning fuck. And I lifted up the blanket and I was like, yeah, and I was like, oh, no.
What? Hey, did you stuff her like a Christmas turkey or what?
It smelled like farts under the cover.
No, she farted as I was looking at her. Like, you lift up the blanket, like, yeah.
No, Peter.
And it's like,
oh, hell.
Oh, God.
Peter.
Minging it.
I have something to say. I'm in pain, Chad. Let me start with everything, all right? I fell down the stairs. Nobody was there to witness it.
I was in the shower.
That totally hurt. No, you weren't.
I was in the shower getting ready for work.
This was 2 days ago.
Listen, woman. All right, no one was here. I tumbled down the stairs. It hurt. I broke my foot. It's true. It's right there.
Sorry,
it's broken. Then Cleveland breaks a fucking Jack Daniels bottle, and then I stepped in it, now I have a cut on my foot, that hurts.
That was stupid.
Then me and production decided to beat each other up.
No. You said production. You said, "Do you want to get beat up right now?"
No, I didn't say that.
No,
I said, "You think you could beat me up?"
Oh,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's what you said.
And he goes, "I think that I can." I go, "I could guarantee that you can't." And then I was like, "Do you want to find out?" And then he's like, "Kind of." I was like, "All right, well then that's what we're gonna do." So then
he lives at your house, and you guys are beating each other up in the kitchen.
We were punching the shit out of each other. Then we both agreed that I won the first fight, and then he wanted a rematch.
But on the rematch, he doesn't remember anything.
I don't either.
He called you to find out if he got in a car accident.
Yeah, he called me this morning.
The second one, though, he choked me, and then I think you won that one because I couldn't breathe. I had to tap out.
I called Chad nervous that I got in a car accident because there's cuts.
Said he woke up with blood all over him.
There was blood all over him.
Because I was punching him in his head, and I have all these rings on.
But, like, my face didn't hurt, so I was like, did I beat somebody up? And all I thought was, like, fuck. I was like, who'd I fight? I was like, as long as it wasn't Chad, Bam, Louie, or Dennis, I don't give a fuck who it was.
You really don't remember?
I don't remember any of that, dude. I honestly thought about the car accident.
We almost kind of Frenched.
Because
I was like,
gay.
I know it's gay. I was like, why do we do that? You're like, I don't know either. And then we started hugging, it was like a bottom lip kiss. I'll show you what it was.
That's not your style, you should beat up.
Cut this out of the radio.
This is what you did. You went like
never.
This.
No, I didn't.
Ryan G kissed me like that the other
day. I swear.
I was like, yo, he just kissed me.
Why would I make that up?
You guys fought and then made out.
We didn't make out. It was a bottom lip kiss.
You kissed on the lips.
Production's face, dude.
Because I'm so...
I'm not kidding.
And I just got like...
My friend's Novak like four times.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and that makes me even more sick. You didn't even brush your teeth and you kissed. Oh, God.
You gays do that. You fight each other and then make out.
You gays do that.
I'm not gay. I just banged you out.
Oh, you, I'm not gay.
That doesn't mean anything.
Talk about that.
Why not?
You can't like reverse the gay by fucking.
I'm not gay. I just take photos of myself in tanning booths.
Yeah, that is.
You're gay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're definitely
the most faggot picture I've ever seen.
Feeling pretty dumb about that one.
P-Dog, you gave me a bottom lip kiss.
That is so fucking gay. Where was Cleveland? Kicked out of the house.
Yeah, for the 18th time.
No one was here. It was just me and you.
You said like I don't even remember.
Tammy was here, but she was sleeping.
You kicked Cleveland out.
I was sleeping. I was sweeping.
I was in Fast Eddie's Tree Top Casino with mice.
Yeah.
There's fucking vermin in there.
You know what?
It's a muskrat.
Cleveland, I'd be so happy.
Muskrat, I love you.
If you fix that place up.
Muskrat.
And move in.
Muskrat.
I'll buy you a flat screen television, and then we'll go watch movies down there.
If I hook up Fast Eddie's?
If you hook up Fast Eddie. Because it used to be hopping.
Yeah.
I used to have eight people living in there.
You know what?
And a kitty cat.
I'm down for that.
And wait, we have a new kitty cat?
Cleveland will never clean
that. Whenever we fight, I can go there. Right?
That's where you're going to live.
No, that's where you're going to live.
I don't want to live there.
Do you know how cool that place could be?
I already saw it. I would love to live in the Hobbit Hole. I would trade production any day.
Fuck
that, man. I make rap music.
I do like it down there.
I fuck girls to my own music.
Who, Jazlyn?
Sometimes.
Stop it.
Stop, she ain't farting under the covers.
Production went over your house to paint Jazlyn's room.
Yeah.
And this is rude on her part.
Totally.
She brings over her new boyfriend and then
after we were fucking the night before.
Asked to give the key. Production, can you give the keys to my new boyfriend? That is fucked up.
She's about as dumb as it gets. I would be mad too.
She's 18. I don't fuck 18-year-old girls when you're a man.
I love
but she's
18-year-old
hot.
Girls.
I love
but you don't fuck an 18-year-old girl or a 19-year-old girl.
Why not?
I went to Chester County Bookstore with Tammy.
Oh, this is great.
Oh.
And the guy is the guy's like,
Can
I help you with anything? I'm like, yeah. Can you show me where the art books are? And he's like, all right, I'll take you there. So he's like, there's all the art books. I'm like, art books? We're like, fart books. This place sucks. Tammy, let's get the fuck out of here.
Like, who does that? And then fucking
art books.
Store.
More like fart books. Let's get the fuck out of here.
There's all the art books. Art books? Look more like fart books. Play
and Gorefield. He left. Chad, and then Gorefield. He left. And the guy was like this. What? The guy's like, wait, what?
I did not know what
like,
to say. Man.
I had no idea what to say because no Bam's like, these are art books. They're my fart books. I was like, oh.
Tammy, I heard you farted last night. Dirtbag.
I didn't toot.
Dirtball.
I didn't toot.
Okay,
Bam takes pretend.
Tammy, you ripped the fart, and I said, Tammy, did you just do that? And then you said, yeah.
Well, you take pretend poopy pants. And by the way, you
she
do,
never did that before.
Listen, ew. You never.
That was
you
the
never,
first time.
Oh, you farted in our sleep a week ago.
I don't care. I'm a man.
You're a man. No.
You're a girl. At least I don't touch oven it.
Nothing's worse than looking at a naked girl like, yeah. And it's like, ew.
No, but he farts on me.
Smells like sewage.
If you don't think that Bam's farts smell like sewage, you're dumb. Because let me tell you something.
What about your fart last night?
Smells like the dumpster out back of Red Lobster.
Bam is calling me.
Production said the channel is the stinkiest fart.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
And then she Dutch ovens it to where
Dutch oven is funny.
Yeah, because the blanket like, can't escape.
Bam will cuddle me, and then he'll be like,
I'll cuddle you.
He goes, hug me, woman, and he turns me over. He's dead sleeping, and he starts snoring, and he goes,
that long?
What about you?
It's like a really long fart.
Dude,
that's like a fart from
I did.
I was like, Tammy, did you just do that? She's like, yeah.
No, I
was like, you never.
Look at her. She's fucking turning red because you farted.
She should turn red. Where's the one?
Fucking
that's
good.
That's good.
That was
good.
That was Cleveland.
That was me.
Do it one more time.
Dude, I believe you.
Pretty good.
Bam didn't even know he got cut off last night at Doc's.
Oh,
yeah. Well, it doesn't matter because I had 19 drinks and alibis afterwards.
I know, but he got cut off at Doc's.
I don't remember that.
No, the bartender comes over.
Yeah, Chad, that's what she says. She says I got cut off at Doc's.
P-Duck, am I wrong?
Yeah, that's what she said. I went to go get some chocolate covered pretzels, and then I was like, let me get three of them before they come back in or whatever. And she's like, Oh, yeah, yeah, because you can't get... I'll get in trouble if you give Bam one more drink. I'm like, why?
Who said this?
The waitress.
Hi, Doc.
The manager.
Was it Doc McGrogan?
No, he wouldn't.
Be. Well, he must have told the waitress. Yeah. Doc
he
McGrogan
wasn't
was
there yet. Yeah. Oh, not at that point. Yeah. He was not there at that point, believe me.
Doc wouldn't have done that.
No, it was the manager.
They
it was that girl.
They didn't want to have Tamar time and Bam all over the place.
Because you were French and everyone.
No, it was because you walked in, this guy goes, Bam, you can't walk in this way. You go, I'll walk in this way and do whatever you want.
How many girls did you French last night?
Two.
That's a lie. You French at least, like...
Adriel and
man.
Colleen.
No. You French the black girl?
Dirty.
I didn't French the black girl. Tracy, I wanted to, but her boyfriend had nothing to do with it.
I witnessed you Frenching at least seven people last night.
Oh, my God.
No, but how about you French?
You French.
You're a dirty
You French.
Dirty.
Wait a minute. You French. You're a liar. You French at least seven people.
I didn't French seven girls.
All right, let's say six. Let's say five.
There's
it wasn't
not five
two.
Enough girls pretty enough for me to French in Westchester.
Right. And Colleen's pretty enough for you to do it. She got a horse face.
No, Bam, Bam,
the bitch
Bam.
Offered up a threesome yesterday. Said, yo, I'll give you a threesome right now.
Delete.
She turned around. I was sitting on this couch right
not
here.
Delete.
She goes, if you can guess what I spell on your back, I'll suck your dick right now.
Is that what she said?
Oh, my God. Killian was sat there and watched it. God. She writes the on my back. She writes the. And then tries to give me a blowjob, like, all right, you got it. And I try to give my blowjob away to CJ.
CJ.
I try to give it to CJ.
Apple.
Yeah.
Yo, it's me. When's Novak get out?
We don't know yet. I'm waiting right now. It's possibly.
Are you at the fucking jail now?
I'm here now. I just got here.
You're at the jail?
Yeah.
Are you with his manager?
And what's happening?
They can't release any information, so I probably just have to sit here and hope he shows up.
Because
they won't tell me or not.
Alright, I'm taking the RV, but am I late?
I really don't think that's a good idea.
Alright, we're parking.
No, I already know that's not a good idea. I'm taking this fucking Abe and Phil's house.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get him to call you if he's in the car.
Well, when are you going to get him?
I have no idea. I don't even know there's a slight chance that he might not even get out.
Why?
Because he has a traffic violation in Maryland.
Are you fucking...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
I'll pay for the violation.
It's just a traffic violation, so I don't think it's a big deal. But with this place, I don't want to bank on anything. He's on the list. I know that.
Wow, if it's not one thing, it's another.
So the only way they're going to stop him is if it's the last second, like right as he walks out the door, they decide they don't
want to
let him go with the traffic violation.
I'm drinking beer over all this. Where is it? Get Novak. I have the fucking RV with my uncle in it, ready to go.
RV Keitel.
If he gets out, we'll get him to call you immediately if he gets out.
So you're in the jail line right now.
Yeah.
Are you going to fuck him soon?
She's excited.
I'm going to make him go home and shower.
No. There's water. As soon as he puts his dick in you, he's going to come. No, because he says
he's been jerking off long enough.
He wants to film it because he says as soon as he puts his dick in you, he's gonna come.
I'm not doing that.
That's what he says.
Well, I can get him to call you as soon as he's out, and he can talk to you about it. Should he call this number or should he call yourself then?
This is CJ's number.
Who the fuck is CJ?
Who's CJ?
Call your phone.
CJ's Adam's.
Yeah, you call my number. I don't
call
know.
Your number?
Yeah, but. I don't know where it is.
Yourself, right?
Right.
Should be within an hour, hopefully.
Get him out. All right, bye.
Who the fuck?
They want him to take care of it.
We'll keep somebody in jail for a year and then say you have a traffic fucking violation, dude? No.
It's the system.
They're fucking with him.
To see how pissed off he gets.
That's what they're doing.
Well, yeah, they want you to wild out. They love.
They hate him.
They want you to wild out.
I want to know what was Novak's deal in prison? Was he liked? Did he have a lot of friends? Like what's
he's
going?
Liked. He's liked over the people, but he's not liked over the warden.
So the people's choice. So
the people are like, shut up. The people are like, fuck yeah, Novak's here. Yeah. The only people that were like medium famous was Novak. Because he was in Jackass, and then some NBA player.
So what do you want to know about Novak's stay in prison? Like, what questions would you have for him?
NBA player.
I'm telling the truth.
What's the radio going to learn about Novak's stay in prison? What do we want to know?
Let's talk to him. I don't know.
What do you wonder? I wonder what it's like in prison, really. I don't know.
You're sitting in a cell.
Everyone's got a different experience.
Right, but...
Like, who are his friends and shit?
You don't really have friends.
No? A year and you got to talk to somebody.
I know that, but
making cheese.
They're not his real friend.
Well, you don't have to get jealous. I mean, he needed to talk to somebody in there.
At least he has one friend. CJ doesn't have any.
That's true. I don't know if it's true. Cleveland seems to like you a lot.
Oh, Cleveland.
All right, so we're going to go pick Novak up.
I
think it's supposed to be 12 o'clock. That's what I was told.
I need to get to the bottom of this.
CJ told me.
And I don't give a fuck if you're at the top.
CJ told me Novak gets out at 12.
Twitter. Fuck CJ. Who cares?
What are you, Cleveland's friend? Where'd you come from?
Yeah, where did you come from?
I'm Ed's friend.
Who? Well, he's not even here.
So you're a big Moxie fan, right?
Of course.
You like the synthesizers or something?
Richter's.
Yeah. Oh. What do you like? You like Greta's voice? She's got a good one, right?
Sure.
You're the fan. Tell me what you like about the Moxie.
I don't know. It's just, it sounds good all combined together.
Did you ever think you'd be hanging at Bam's house?
Not really.
Is it exciting?
It's all right.
What do I do with this fat motherfucker?
He's going to pick Novak up.
He's going to be the first one to greet him. Like,
he doesn't even know him.
Exactly. That's the best part. Novak,
CJ, do you think Cleveland hangs out with you because you're fatter than him?
I want to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, Bam just totally fell out of his chair.
Man down, dude.
You all right?
Me?
CJ, help him up. What are you doing?
CJ,
I want to
CJ,
know.
You just shook the ground and Bam fell
sitting,
out of his chair.
I'm sitting down here.
It's one way to stay safe. He's Bam sitting on the floor now.
I'm safe.
It is a safe spot.
CJ just pushed him out of the chair for calling him a fat motherfucker.
Where is
CJ?
Kevin?
Who do you know and why are you here?
I don't know.
I'm CJ. I don't know anything.
What's CJ stand for?
Craig Jr.
You're totally angling Craig from now on. Yeah, you guys shoot Craig around.
Is Craig Sr. bigger?
Yeah.
Is he?
He's CJ, why are you here?
Did Cleveland get his birthday a Cabbage Patch doll in the 80s and he took too good care of it? It just grew.
I want to know all about CJ. Where are you from? What do you do? What do you do?
Bullshit all day.
Party and bullshit?
I just mope around all day, bullshit all day.
Party and
I'm
bullshit.
CJ, do you work?
You jog.
Yeah. Do you jog? Do you work?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Do you jog?
Photos and video stuff.
So you don't work for a living?
Yeah, the with the economy.
Do you sit
like
around all fat?
Do you make any money from taking any photos? From who? The Moxie?
I have.
So were they paying you my money that they owe me?
That's true.
Now you owe me, CJ.
That just happened right there.
Yeah.
That just happened.
Photos, that shit, people do that for free. You were at the fucking CKY concert. Where's your camera?
I had it.
G's a professional photographer. He brought his iPhone.
So what do you do, CJ?
His iPhone.
Yeah.
I got my camera.
You just sit around all
just
fat?
To see some of the pictures. He has them.
What do you do, CJ? What do you do?
Takes photos of the Moxie.
Goes to the bar at
That's
7
what
o'clock
you do?
P.M. At the bar at 7.
Do you do anything?
I work at Rite Aid one day a week, and I do photo and video stuff.
Work at Rite
Aid. One day a week. Yeah.
How the fuck do you have money to be
That's
drinking at the bar like that every night? You're at the bar.
Rite Aid money.
Yeah, I know.
That's some fucking serious Rite Aid money you got, dude.
Geez. What are you, robbing Rite Aid for prescription drugs or
Making
something?
Making it right.
I don't understand.
You don't do anything.
One day a week.
You better not tell Novak you work at
you
Rite
don't.
Aid.
You don't. I can't wait to hear. What do you do? You don't do anything.
CJ.
CJ, what
I'm telling him I do photo.
You haven't said anything. You're thinking it, but say something.
Thinking what he's going to say, but
say it.
Say it.
I have a videographer degree, so I do videos.
Cool.
Okay. So what do you think? Did you grow up watching Bam's films and what?
Okay, so you're a videographer. What have you done? Let me see it.
All right,
can't wait.
You got something, Dory.
What are you going to show me? If it sucks, I'm going to tell you.
It's some doo-wop group I did the lighting for not too long ago.
So you did the lighting?
That has nothing to do with video. Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the direction of the video.
Yeah, I didn't do
that. You did the lighting?
I was hired to do the lighting.
Well, so what are we supposed to look at if we can't see anything?
I want to see something you've done. I don't want to see you do the lighting of somebody else's.
How old are you, CJ?
26.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that's Mohawk does the pin-up.
He just sits there all fat at 15 North.
So what do you get? How do you get a videographer degree?
I graduated from the Art Institute of Philadelphia.
As he sits there all fat.
It's a good school.
Did that get you laid?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think that really helped any.
Is anything going to help?
Chad, he still didn't even find the thing. Look, he's looking on his phone.
Do you have a business card, CJ? I want to hire you.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. He's trying his hardest. He can't find it.
You've got quite a pitch.
He can't find it. He just sits there all fat at 15 minutes. So you did lighting on a video that someone else directed.
Yeah. I got hired to do the lighting.
Are you kidding me, CJ?
No, I got hired to do the lighting.
This is
fucking horrible. The doo-wop group.
This is so shitty.
So what are you going to do when you grow up?
Are you kidding me?
It stopped. CJ, your mom wants to text you. So
your mom.
Come home for dinner.
Yeah.
Come home for dinner.
Don't be late.
She wants to know if you're hanging out with that rascal Bam.
That rascal. She puts on her
makeup. He's terrible.
No, I did the lighting.
The lighting is terrible.
You did the light. The whole thing's
look
terrible.
How lame the lighting is. It's so bad.
Everything's terrible.
Like, that's one thing. Like, you can tell the lighting sucks. The guy is blinded by a spotlight. It looks totally like a fucking infomercial.
This is horrible.
How's the lighting in here, CJ? I think it's terrible. Can you fix it?
He probably can't. That was terrible. Why would you show me that?
He's looking at us. Serious, he is. Look at him.
Why would you fucking play me that?
Yeah, that's the last thing I did. I got paid to do the lighting for that.
How long ago was that?
Not only did you not direct it, you did the lighting for something sucky? That sucks. What have you done cool? Anything?
Moment of silence.
I'm trying to think.
Broke out of that Cabbage Patch box.
Chucky style.
Chucky style.
Broke out that box, Chucky style.
What do you think, CJ?
Because I can't take it because he comes in and he doesn't knock.
Yeah.
And everybody knocks. Yo, Bam. Yo, what's up? CJ just walks on in my house, and I fucking hate it. Comes in, and he doesn't do anything cool. He's just all fat, and he just sits there at Alibi's in 15 North. I hate it.
He's one of Cleveland's buds.
I don't even like Cleveland. I don't even like Cleveland. He's been away for 10 days, and I've been more happy than ever.
Cleveland has no
CJ, what can you do around here?
So now I'm friends with fat CJ and a fat Cleveland who's in fucking Alaska, and I'm glad he's there.
They have no bed. They all peed on Cleveland's bed, so there's no bed up there. It got thrown away. It's just an empty room.
Oh, Cleveland's waiting to find out what happened.
Oh, there's no bed
room
up there, dude.
Yeah.
Five people peed on.
How come?
CJ will never live here.
You were sleeping here last night. What's one night versus two or ten?
I've been here for like a week.
What do you mean, CJ? They're naked, dude.
CJ, go do something cool, please.
Did you guys talk about that beer bottle thing?
No. Like, please.
CJ, the reason that we're talking to you is because you're wearing a headset and sitting right next to Bam. Like, might as well figure out who the fuck's wearing that headset and what he's got to say.
That's what I'm trying to fucking understand. You have a headset on. We're doing a radio show. What do you do?
I'm not trying to prove something. I'm trying to move something.
Yeah. You know, he's not moving.
CJ has absolutely nothing to say.
I don't.
Say that. Jesus.
Apparently not that
you're
interesting.
You're worthless.
did you let out that
you're fucking
fart?
Worthless.
Was that you?
God.
How did you get by to be in 26?
I don't even know how you even got here.
When you hang out what with your buddies, what do you say to them?
He just sits there all fat.
Do you have conversation? And how did you get into the crowd with anyone? How did you end up with friends?
That's what I'm trying to know, too.
I've known Ahmed for years. We're both from down.
What do you guys talk about?
I'm dying to know.
Oh, whatever.
God, you're such a fat piece of shit.
You are dull on the radio. You ain't got nothing to say,
bro. You are such a fat piece.
But in real life, I don't know much about CJ, but I'm curious to know, who is the man behind CJ? Cabbage Patch Dolls didn't talk, did they? They still don't.
I don't know.
You got to figure something out, man. What are you going to do? Just drink that orange drink?
He's just going to drink his orange drink and be a fat piece of shit. For real.
Damn.
Cleveland's going to be happy
about
this.
Nothing to fucking say. Why do you have a headset on? Take it off.
I don't want
to. Fuck. Take it off. Give it to someone else. Give it to my cat. My cat would be better.
CJ, do you bring beer and stuff?
Where is Eric? So I'm a fat piece of shit. If I bring beer, then people will like me.
How do you end up hanging out at Bam's house? Like,
because he brings beer and people will like me.
You're friends with Ahmed, who's never here, but you're always here. So what's that mean? I don't get it.
And then I don't get it either. And then I started hanging out.
Why are you here? Why are you here?
And then I started
Don't even knock when you come in.
Then you started hanging out with Cleveland.
I didn't knock once because it was a screen door.
You might even call me jerking off one time.
He just admitted it. I haven't knocked once.
No, I didn't knock once because it was a screen door. Do you knock on a screen door? My question is, what's the social... Look. All right, I'm curious what the social standing is on a screen door.
CJ has no thoughts.
Do you walk in? What's the deal with the screen
door? I want to hear your fucking thoughts, dude. I can't wait.
You like Seinfeld, man. What is the deal with the screen door?
It's not a fucking nightclub in here. It's a house.
Well, I mean, I know. I knock when it's the purple door. But when it's
What are some of your ponderings about life? Like, what sucks about the world, or what?
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive? That should be quick.
Mercury Milan.
There we go.
That's boring.
It's one. What's your mom's name?
Nancy.
That's boring.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Don't have one.
That's
figures.
Figures. Cool.
Typical. What's your pop's name?
Oh, you have a girlfriend? I don't think so.
Do you tweet a lot?
Not really.
No, he doesn't even tweet out all of it.
Do you have a Facebook?
Yeah.
How many friends do you have?
Three.
You know.
Right. Say it.
I'm looking up to right now to say.
Oh, see, that takes so long.
You're probably not a bad guy, but...
No, he's cool.
He's not a bad guy.
Maybe he's a terrible guy. Who knows?
Well, maybe he is. I don't know.
I think he's trying to get the
I just want to know why the fuck he's here and why he has a headset on.
And a perm.
And a perm.
I think it was by default since there's no one else to put a headset on.
CJ.
You have no fucking thoughts about anything. CJ, you need to go to Iceland and think about yourself.
Think about yourself.
Oh, no, I can't figure out how to pull up the number on...
What were your hobbies in life, like, you know, aside from video games or something?
He has none.
Video games?
A little.
A lot of...
Of course, video games.
You look like a video game guy. Like, pretty much.
Who couldn't figure that out?
I know.
What else?
What's your favorite food?
Everything.
Zinger.
Cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks.
Honestly, come up with something.
What makes
you mad? What makes you mad?
If Bam didn't just make him... If he didn't just get mad from Bam beating
you're
on him...
You're such
for like
a fat
20
piece
minutes,
of shit, dude.
I don't think there is getting it.
Does anything
mad.
Make you... Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah.
Did you win? Like, what would you get in a fight
let
about?
Let me guess. You lost.
Tell me about a fight you had, and when was that?
And not with your girl.
I don't think I've been in a fight since high school.
High school? Such a fat what did you get in a fight in high school about?
It's
mass eating electric.
Some dude was just being a dickhead in class, so it's...
Because people hate you. I hate you.
Just being a dickhead in class. So, did you
why are you
him?
Here?
You
I hate you. Why are you here?
Did so you beat... we started arguing. We got in a fight in the park.
God,
you got the prime chair there. That's a good seat.
What
to
the
say
fuck
something.
Are you doing here? Who are you? What are you doing here? What do you do? Who are you?
Who is the man behind CJ? The man behind the...
Sometimes you just wake up
you
and realize...
You don't do anything.
You don't know who the fuck's here.
You just come here all fat and not knock on my door and then you just come in. As I'm jerking off, and then I get caught by you. I was jacking off, and then CJ
just
walks in. Hey, CJ, it's me, CJ.
See, did you feel like a total douchebag? Did you feel stupid as shit when you walked in and Bam was jerking off in his own house, and you just walked the fuck in, and he doesn't even know who you are?
He doesn't even knock. This.
I knock.
What's your last name?
Schumark.
You shouldn't even knock because you shouldn't even be here.
Looks like a Schumark.
Last.
Schumark.
CJ, I'm not kidding. I hate you. I really do.
You could change that, CJ. Just show a little bit of personality.
Do something. Right. You have no personality. You're just you're like invisible.
Well,
you might as well
invisible.
Be invisible.
Yeah. His shirt does say the Who with an arrow pointing up.
Who cares?
It's like the Who?
The Who?
I don't know who the
no
fuck
one
that
knows.
Is.
The Who?
Yo, that's CJ.
No one knows.
CJ Schumark. Let's get left on his forehead.
Forehead.
All right, CJ, what's your favorite song and what kind of music do you like?
I can't wait to hear this.
Rock and roll.
That's your favorite
song?
That's my favorite type of music.
You just kill yourself. You're worthless.
He's like a background guy.
A background guy?
You know, takes up the background.
Okay.
It's like a backdrop.
There you go.
What are you doing here?
You're friends with Ahmed, but I bet you Ahmed wouldn't even walk in without knocking.
I didn't knock once on a screen door. I'm sorry.
Who the hell is
And he
Ahmed?
Walked in while he was catching a beat.
Has anybody ever walked in on you while you were jerking off?
He jerks off a lot, apparently.
Yeah, look, he's really fucking A right, he does.
CJ, do you jerk off a lot?
Of course you do.
All right,
what else are you going to do?
What kind of porn do you watch?
I can assure that.
Interracial porn?
What? Hello?
I have.
He can't even... You are worthless, man.
Poor CJ.
I know. I'm hungover. I can barely comprehend anything at this point.
Quit making up excuses. You're fucking worthless. Bam, just admit it.
Bam's like the guy in the dunk tank just nailing CJ. CJ can't even get the ball near the bullseye.
Because he comes here all fat and he doesn't do anything.
At least he cleans up bottles.
Everybody does something.
Does
Chad does the radio. Chad plays in CKY. Production, he raps. You do nothing.
He drinks.
Nothing. 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 Nothing.
Drinks
nothing,
beers.
Nothing.
Drinks a lot of beers.
How many?
You just sit there all fat and drink beer and be all fat and sit in a chair that should be in somebody else.
Whiskey all morning.
You're just all fat and you do
CJ,
nothing.
CJ, how many beers did you drink last night?
A couple beers and then some Jim Beam.
Jim Beam? What the fuck is that? Jim Beam?
Constructed.
Like a beam of light.
Straight bourbon.
Did you buy the Jim Beam?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Did you buy... How many beers did you have?
One or two, and then I had the Jim Beam, so...
Jim Beam.
And then he sits here all fat.
How much Jim Beam did you drink?
A couple drinks.
What are you so hungover for?
Maybe we should call it Jack Bean.
You had two beers and a couple drinks?
CJ, if you don't do something, I'm going to, like... Punches window.
Do you dance?
How are you? This is a brand new
window.
You already
dance.
Broke it.
Can you try to rap? Why don't you battle production?
What do
yeah,
you
right.
do?
It's like,
tell me, like, if you want to come here and sit in that chair with somebody else deserves to be in, but you're sitting there.
Clean the litter box.
Fat ass.
Yeah,
clean the litter box.
Somebody,
what do you do? Do you do anything?
We need
There's
bags,
people that
so.
Ate their own shit to be on this radio.
And you're just sitting there all fat.
Yeah.
In Novak's chair.
In Novak's chair.
All fat.
The new Novak sucks.
I know. Apparently I do.
I thought he was a new Cleef.
He doesn't even have anything to say.
It's the opposite of Novak.
I feel like I should go see a shrink now and figure out what's going on here.
You
like,
should probably just kill yourself.
You should see a shrink to get down in size, maybe.
Yes, Chad Singer. So you do need to see a shrink.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Dude, you should see a shrink or kill yourself.
See a shrink, see if you can shrink your size down.
Oh, come on, CJ. What's your favorite song? Maybe we play.
That was so good.
It's going to suck.
We'll see. Daughter by Pearl Jam.
Loving it.
Don't call me daughter.
Daughter, if you said daughter by Pearl Jam. Any better? I like him.
Yeah, but that song's terrible.
Yeah, but
I want to hear. I want to hear you play it now, Chad. Though
you probably do because that is your.
Are
favorite
you serious?
Song. You love that song.
God, CJ, you have no thoughts of your own. You really don't. You're
hear,
just a fat piece of shit sitting on a chair
hear,
that you don't
kill
belong.
Hannah.
In. Kill Hannah. Fine.
Who told you to like them? The Moxie. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Moxie.
I know it too. And he knows it too.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wait, before you play the song, CJ, I hate you. All right.
Don't call me daughter.
What am I doing?
Why are you here? I don't know.
You are so fucking interested.
No, I mean, it's two conversations here. Can I?
You're going to stay, aren't you? So I'm asking you to leave, but you won't.
Really?
If you really want me to leave, I'll leave.
I do. You're all right. Worthless.
All right.
Go do something.
Aw.
Bam.
You'll figure something out. How about a joke? Stand-up. Stand-up comedy.
It sucks, too.
You can sit down for a little bit. Steve Wilkos would throw you the fuck right out of the chair and off the stage.
No fuck.
I That's would exactly too. What
with a little
get.
Fucking butthole
no
hanging
fuck.
Out.
No fuck.
I would too.
You leave him with his fucking butthole hanging all out?
I would too.
CJ, I hope the world walks in on you jerking off.
CJ, the world,
as you
go
know.
Walk outside and fucking do something. God, everybody does something. You don't. You don't do anything. Well, I'm drunk and I do something. You don't do anything. You really don't. You're just a fat piece of shit.
It's getting serious right now.
It's true.
It
though.
Is fucking serious.
I hope you
it's
do
the
something.
Of the day, I'm drunk and I do something.
I'm
like,
sober.
If I'm drunk, I fucking paint 9 pictures.
You did.
Him, he's just a fat piece of shit. And he doesn't do anything. Ever. Ever. It's not out of fun.
You gotta have some fight back in
here. Yeah.
He can't even fight back. No, he's such a fat piece of shit that he can't even fight
Chad
back.
Me and should just go back to arguing because at least we can go back and forth for a
fight
while.
Fight back, fat boy.
Yeah, fight back for the love of God.
That's why I'm still rolling.
Please defend yourself.
Man up, Dick.
He can. I wish you would.
Dude, this is like a hate bashing right now.
Because I hate him. Why are you here?
Why would I argue about
why that? Are you
if
here?
If he hates me, that's his opinion of me. So
because you come over here uninvited, and then you sit here all fat, and you don't do anything. silence.
It was just like, dude, you have no Dempsey up.
Hate
get
you.
That DeLorean started and tell him to go back in time and save your sorry
you suck
from
so
this
bad,
radio
CJ.
Show. Be like, oh, shit, it's about...
20
it's
minutes ago, I would have smacked the shit out of you, babe, if you were talking to me.
Because you have an opinion
yeah.
and you have something to say. He's just all fat and he doesn't do anything.
He's taking this abuse.
Say
this
like, it again.
This is fucking
say
abuse
again.
Right now, dude.
Well, because... You know what? I would try to help him.
The audience is waiting for you to defend yourself.
Come on.
Oh, he can't. He's too fat.
Just say, fuck
you're
you.
Just fat CJ from fucking Westchester.
Tell him to go
yeah,
fuck
yeah, tell
himself.
Him to fuck himself.
They go, suck my dick.
What?
not even.
Oh, man.
CJ,
tell Bram to go fuck himself for telling
CJ,
that.
CJ, you're the most worthless person I've
thanks,
ever
met.
What's CJ's
thanks.
Twitter?
I'm getting mad for CJ.
CJ.
God.
Yeah, somebody better.
Yeah, I'm trying.
God.
Where is CJ here? I can't find him.
You really have nothing to say.
Maybe you should do a run.
Are you that worthless of a person?
Jog up and down the driveway. Dare
jog
you.
Up and down.
Yeah, dare you.
Shirt off.
You just no, sit there all fat with that. A headset on.
At least Cleveland
all
fights
fat.
Back.
Yeah.
This is no fun, man. This is like being 20 picking on a 12-year-old. This sucks.
Oh, my God.
I want to know.
And like Cleveland gets bottles
what
broken over
know?
His head and shit. He takes some abuse. But at least
what the fuck goes through your head?
Nothing, obviously.
Yeah, it's
just right. Nothing. You're just
when you think something, put it into words and say it. Let's see.
All right.
Go. No thought. No
point
thought.
A
nothing.
To point
nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Beep.
Hold
beep.
On. Give him a chance.
Waiting to just talk. Just say
something.
Wait, I mean, I don't
you're
know what you really
fat,
want me to say.
I'm just trying to save
you're the most worthless
time,
fat piece of shit.
All right,
in
if you have
world.
Something to say, if you give him a second. If you have something to say, just go. Ready?
All right. I feel like I need a beer at this point, but another.
Oh, right. I need a beer. I'm all fat. I need a beer. I'm all fat.
I'm going back
can
to
I
the
get
gym.
A beer?
I'm going back to the gym.
The only
theme.
Thoughts that I have is I need another
you're going
beer
back
because I'm all fat.
We know you're not going
fat
back to the gym. You might go back to the.
CJ, do you vote?
Yeah.
You do.
Oh, you do? Fuck.
Yo, I don't vote.
Let's raise that.
So that's the only way you're trying to get your voice heard.
For real. Get out of my
house. Yeah, I'm going to vote for that guy because I sort of like him.
All right, wait. CJ just got kicked out for not having anything to say.
I hate him.
That's all,
he's
CJ. I know you have something to fucking say.
You're invisible.
I mean, well, it's his opinion, whatever he thinks of me, but it's still...
You're just a fat piece of shit who does nothing. Get out of my face.
Fight back.
You're invisible.
I do the photo stuff. I do some videos.
Yeah,
I mean,
suck my fucking gosh.
CJ, I mean, you're still sitting on my fat chair. Now get out of my fat face.
You're in the interview chair. You should be sitting on the couch back there like all the girls.
I would love to interview him. He has nothing to say.
I was sitting over on the couch over there, and then he started...
How old are you?
Sit on the slut couch.
February 13th,
1985. I'm 26. All right. Yeah. All right. Cool.
26 years
you
dumb.
You want a dog?
26
cat?
Years dumb.
Cat, dog.
No pets.
CJ, you're the stupidest, fattest person I've ever met.
No turtles or nothing.
Thank you.
And you're still not out of my house.
I didn't mean to start this, CJ, but if you sit in that chair, I want to know something at least.
He's just worthless.
You sat right next to Bam, direct line of fire.
Go do something. Play guitar. Do something. You don't do any. What have you done? How old are you? You're 26? What have you done?
Can you grow weed?
What have you done in your life?
I'm
nothing.
Afraid to do it.
All right. Well,
can
you?
What?
No, I mean, that's your opinion of what I've done. I'm sorry.
I haven't done anything. I'm asking.
Can I grow weed at your house?
What? Shut up.
What do you mean? I'm
what have you done?
I've graduated college.
Everybody graduates college.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
You did that by being invisible.
Right, so you graduated college. What job did you get from graduating college?
90% of my friends didn't even make it out of high school.
No, what job did you get from graduating college?
A couple freelance things, nothing.
Free.
What job do you have now?
Rite Aid.
Freelancing stuff.
Why one day a week at Rite Aid? Why not like all the time?
12. You're the fattest, worthless piece of shit I've ever met.
You said that about Cleveland, but it makes Cleveland look pretty good.
Well,
that's why.
That's why I
think Cleveland hangs out with him, honestly.
Yeah.
Is because he makes Cleveland look good.
What the fuck are you doing with yourself? Fuck, CJ.
Wow. Man.
CJ, today might be the last day you ever feel as dumb as you do.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Look how dumb you are. This is probably the dumbest I've ever felt in my life.
Because you're dumb as shit.
I think
the only thing I heard come out of your mouth was you just calling yourself dumb. That's the only sentence that came out of your mouth in the past 20 minutes was, yeah, this is the dumbest I've ever felt.
God damn, CJ. Fuck.
Do you ever steal anything from work? Like lighters, I don't know, chapstick, tell me something.
Yeah, well, tell me a Rite Aid story.
He probably didn't even have a story about anything.
Yeah, you have a story.
He's so fat and stupid.
I used to work in the photo department at Rite Aid.
You're a glutton,
Max. All right, go ahead.
And these big-ass biker dudes come in, and they go, get the fuck over here. And I'm looking at them like, what the fuck do they want? And they go, we were just down that street at the pussy CVS store, and they won't do our pictures. Can you do these? I go, yeah. What? He goes, well, there's some new chicks on there. We were at a biker rally. And the little pussy down there said he wouldn't do them for us. I go, I'll do them. I don't care.
Stole the pictures.
And?
No.
So, the end of your story.
But he goes, if you see any like you can take. I was like, I don't want any of the 50-year-old chicks topless.
How'd you know there were 50?
So what was on the pictures?
They were at some biker rally party thing and topless 50-year-old chicks with tattoos all over their tits.
I hate CJ so much.
Bike rallies are fucking intense.
So what I got out of that story was that CVS is pussies, huh?
Hold on. That's everyone, stop.
According to what the biker told
stop, everybody. CJ.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of my house. I hate you.
All right.
Oh, man. Well,
go do something with yourself.
We'll see you at Alibis, dude.
I'll
see you at Alibis being all fat during the beer.
Really?
Get out of my face. Get out of my fucking face.
Cleveland will fix this.
I hate
later,
you.
CJ.
Fuck Cleveland, too.
Later, CJ.
Jesus.
See, Cleveland got a bit of a spine, but CJ has one somewhere
him.
In him. He could, that's
really
all we're
do.
Trying to say. Well, for him walking in and you don't know who he is, on you jerking off.
He just sits here.
That's one week.
Catches me jerking off. He's the only person.
That's a good reason to be mad.
Knock on my door.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Negative Dave, if he walked in on you,
naked Dave wouldn't care. If you were cussing me out like that,
oh, yeah, well, you're naked
Dave. I would be over this table smacking the shit out of you. I don't care who you are.
But you're naked Dave. Like, you know,
see,
who
if it was naked,
that's just what I did.
But right, yeah. We all know that no one would want to be treated that way. But CJ,
no, I was actually,
he had to hear it,
dude.
I felt
really bad, man, because like you should.
I felt bad
treat people that way.
Well, what? But maybe I'll help them.
When you're poking somebody and you keep poking them and poking them, and
I wasn't poking them.
Then they'll murder someone.
At some point, there's I think a beast inside of you, right? That you got.
CJ
let out.
Seems like a good dude, yeah. And
he's
anything he knows,
a fat piece of shit.
No,
who doesn't do anything?
You know, CJ's actually all right. I just
Bam like, doesn't like him. I had no idea.
I don't
who
like
he was.
Him because he comes he's over when I get caught jerking off, and he's the only person that doesn't knock.
I would knock.
I feel like I instigated that a bit, but
yeah, you did.
Only for the good of the radio.
CJ,
show.
He just walks on in.
Yeah, well, now
he
I feel
walks
really
on in.
I'm sure CJ will be back around.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, Bam shouldn't care.
Bam's
it's his house.
Because he was catching a beat and then couldn't finish.
That would make me
CJ's
mad,
fucking
too.
Face.
I am mad.
He was trying to come and then looked over and saw an overgrown
cabbage
patch.
Yeah, now he's fucking fat ass CJ.
If like, somebody I didn't know
do caught
you jerking off.
He doesn't do nothing.
Yeah, it's going to be worse.
He even admitted it. He doesn't do anything.
He didn't talk
CJ,
much.
CJ, what do you do? Well, I just kind of sit there all fat and then I go to Alibis. Well, what else?
He must get money somewhere.
Well, once I sit there, I just sit there even more and be all fat.
Well, we did say this will be the last day that he'll be this dumb forever.
Probably.
I hope. I hope I helped.
Dude, I hope you guys...
I don't mind him. I think he's an artist.
I hope you awoke a beast in him, but I hope you didn't, like, awake a serial killer.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I might have.
I think Cleveland's closer to being a serial killer. Really?
I think I might have.
He's going to come back in the alibi. He's ready to go.
CJ doesn't seem the type. Cleveland does.
No, I think I gave it to him so hard, Chad, that I think that he could might kill somebody.
Do you want to go apologize?
Fuck no.
You should apologize, dude.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was pretty good at the radio show.
I'm not
show.
Doing
I
it.
We trying to hype him up.
You
no.
should apologize.
It's not a radio apologize. Show. Give, I really think he's a worthless fat piece of shit.
Again. Give that dude some encouragement.
No.
So
apologize. Yeah, you're,
no, you're trying to get him.
I'm not doing it.
He drives us home when we're drunk. He brings beer.
He drunk drives you home?
No, he doesn't drink all that much. He sips on like...
He drunk drives us home.
Drives us home. He's like...
I have noticed that CJ doesn't do shit. I'm sorry.
He Where's my girlfriend?
Bottles. He cleans up the fucking bottles and shit.
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
He should have said that. Where's my
I know.
Phone?
I know. That's, I didn't, wasn't going to
He should have said, dude, I fucking clean.
He does. I watched him do it.
Where's like, Novak?
I seen all the
He comes
all
here
the
and takes shits.
Yeah.
I don't care.
He comes here and takes shits.
He does.
He comes
takes
here,
CJ
puts
shits.
His fucking sweaty ass all up on the toilet seat. Doesn't even
I told him to leave so bad. If he doesn't leave, I'm going to be so mad.
I think you should
I was like, leave,
though.
You fat motherfucker. Yeah. If he's still out there, I'm going to be so mad, dude.
Bam always apologizes.
Is he out there?
No, I think he actually did leave.
Is he still there?
Trying to give you a
no,
set of balls.
Good. He should leave. Chad needs a cigarette over
Dodged those. A fucking bullet on that right. one.
Thank you.
No,
all right, well, we don't have any songs, and CJ's favorite song.
We don't have any songs. I have 100 songs.
Give me one.
Huh? No, Deftone, Diamond Eyes.
Diamond Eyes by the Deftones.
Was I mean to him? He needed to hear it.
No, you were so nice, dude.
Okay,
fuck off.
He definitely needed to hear it.
He needed to hear
really
it.
Did. He really did. I wanted him just...
Who cares? Novak's getting out of jail. I don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Make room for Novak.
Novak's getting out of jail. Fuck CJ, he's leaving.
Diamonds rain across. Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
CJ's a fat piece of shit. And he needs to leave my house.
Yo, man, why'd you have to cut that dude up like that, man?
Because maybe I'll help him.
Yeah, dude, he almost cried. Like,
That's what I was going for.
I feel really bad even sitting here.
Oh, so you want him to be a fat piece of shit all of his life?
No, I just wanted him to fight
maybe
back.
Maybe he'll go home and cry and do something.
Yeah, or maybe he'll go on, like, some suicidal rampage.
Well, then maybe that, too. Either way, he needs to do something.
Well, I just...
I hate him.
I wish he would just apologize to him.
Fuck no.
Why, dude? Why wouldn't you just
fucking no.
Like...
No way.
It would be pretty nice of you to apologize to him.
I hate his guts.
I know. Why do you hate his guts so bad?
Because he's a fat piece of shit who does nothing.
I don't understand.
I can make you understand real quick. Why is he in my house?
You understand real quick.
Yeah. He doesn't do anything. Everybody does something. Chad, he comes here. He plays in CKY. He does the radio show. Me, I host something. And then I do something.
A little bit of skateboarding.
He doesn't do anything. Nothing. He's just all fat and just sits there all fat. And drink the beer while he's all fat.
Yeah, I guess right about it.
Though. No shit. I'm trying to help him.
Like it took like back surgery to trying to help like, lazy and fat.
Back surgery won't work.
Back surgery sucks.
He needs to go. Either he's gonna go kill somebody or he's gonna do something. I interviewed him. I said, "You're
heard
so
you
fat."
Send him into like.
He doesn't do anything. I want him to leave. I want him to leave, and he did. Thank God. Once he leaves, I want him to go do something. Whether it's tipping over a cow or anything, I don't care. Do something.
Tipping cows, yeah.
Cow tipping. He's still here?
I don't know.
All right, bring him back in. Bring him back in.
I don't want to bring him back in. I want him to leave. What the fuck? Why are you still here?
Jesus Christ. I'm on my way out. I got sidetracked.
Go then.
Get on mic, CJ.
Go. Fuck, you're still. I hate you so much.
What the fuck?
Fuck.
Defend yourself.
Fuck.
Dude, hang up. Say.
Okay, now's the time you have to. You have to lash out. You got to speak up, dude.
I mean, he can have whatever opinion.
Thank you for having me over, but fuck you.
Pretty much at this point, because it's like he can have his opinion on what I do every day, whatever. But
you don't do anything.
You're too passive.
But all right, that's your opinion. I don't do anything.
Why are you still here?
Too nice of a guy.
Oh my
God. Yell at him.
This is.
You're hogging my chair.
Here. You want to take the fucking.
I want you to leave.
I'm on my way out.
Go.
Fine.
Do it, actually.
I'm leaving.
Wow.
God.
I feel really bad for him.
Maybe I'll help
I wanted
him.
I want him to fucking...
Mike, I might help him. Fuck him.
I thought you were going to apologize.
If he comes back in, dude, I'm going to throw his fucking guitar at him.
Well.
Bam, here.
fault.
You're kind of mean, bro.
I'm a mean person. All I care about is Chad Novak. Oh, he's getting out of jail.
Yeah.
He probably isn't. Once you're in jail, though.
If he's still outside, I'm going to be so mad.
Why? Novak's getting out.
You know what?
Happy.
You might sound like, I might sound like a dickhead, yeah.
But we could use him.
I'm just trying to fucking help him.
Yeah, why? He should be the bouncer on the RV today.
That sounds like a whole lot of help to me.
Yeah. He could be, he should
whatever.
Say he's a bodyguard.
Make all the jokes that you want.
No, he could say he's a bodyguard. At least that bodyguard
doesn't
talk.
He's a bodyguard that does nothing.
Yeah. That's what he's a bodyguard that does nothing.
That's what bodyguards do.
He doesn't do anything.
How often do they need to
he's just all fat and he just lays there.
He could have been a bodyguard. He
could have been a bodyguard.
Could have been a bodyguard.
Could have been a bodyguard.
I interviewed CJ and he's worthless. He's the most worthless piece of shit I've ever
met. We got Nick Barbatod and Mike Loftus.
I hate him. Play animal. If he's still at my house, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah, because you brought fucking three whores over here. All I was trying to do was paint. And then you bring him in. And then, bam, can I have your fucking penguin? No, you can't.
I'm talking about the girl that was mean to the cat last night.
But can I have it? No, it's my palate. Can I have it? No, you can't have it. But can I? It's just a penguin. Can I have it? No, you can't have it. And then you brought him over here. Boof was here.
Yellow Wolf.
You brought strangers over?
I didn't.
Yellow Wolf.
Who?
See, Chad, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for him coming in here and cooking chicken and taking a shit in
That's
my house.
That's exactly what you signed up for.
Cooking chicken. Who was cooking chicken?
He says he lives in the Hobbit Hole, but he doesn't.
Yeah, I do. So wait a minute. I go out there.
He lives here.
All right. Yellow Wolf animal or?
Animal, yeah.
I don't know what he's saying. Animal. Two songs?
No, play it.
Two songs. Do both.
Here it goes.
Ah! Yellow Wolf.
Yeah, I'd like to sing you a little ditty.
They should have never ever let you out. Look up under the small town, get party. Wanna get drunk, wanna fall off in a hottie. Get your tea like a porta potty. So
Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction. Later.